Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Reckoning, written and narrated by David Hill. All rights reserved. For Ian Smiley Bailiff. Preface. Britain is the only country in history to have exported large numbers of its children. From the 19th century, various schemes dispatched tens of thousands of underprivileged children, unaccompanied by their parents or guardians, to the British colonies. They were sent to Canada, New Zealand, Zimbabwe, then Rhodesia. About 10,000 children were shipped to Australia, where by the mid-1950s, 26 child migrant centres were operating across six states. They were run by either the Protestant or Catholic churches or by various charities, including Dr. Menardo's, it became Menardo's in 1966, and the Fairbridge Society. Around 1,000 children were sent to the Fairbridge Farm School in Molong, New South Wales, which opened in 1938 and closed in 1974. I was one of them. Contrary to popular belief, very few of the child migrants were orphans. British philanthropic, religious and benevolent organisations drove child migration, ostensibly compelled by the idea of rescuing children living in poor or broken families in Britain. The theory was that by sending these young people to the far-off lands of the colonies, their opportunities would be many and better. The migrant schemes were also motivated by a desire to convert a burden and a menace into assets for the empire. Essentially, the choice presented to the children was either a lifetime of begging, thieving, disease, prostitution, and early death in their homeland, or the chance to learn farming or domestic skills in a bountiful, hospitable country such as Australia. As recently as 1997, the British government was still claiming to a House of Commons inquiry into child migration that the policy was a well-intentioned response to the needs of deprived children at the time this was seen to be in the best interest of the children concerned. The government went on to say that a strong driving factor in child migration was the British philanthropic, religious and benevolent organisations who were
sample complete. Ready to continue?